This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. His past passions include the dark divisions of Vietnam, the assassination of President Kennedy, and Richard Nixon's moral unraveling. On HBO tonight, filmmaker Oliver Stone goes looking for a character as fascinating and controversial as any of these. The character is Fidel, a man of such stature that his first name is enough to identify him pretty much anywhere in the world. He's been an obsession for Oliver Stone since the two met years ago. The director shot 30 hours of video interview in Havana for an HBO documentary called Comandante that he finished last year. But then came a wave of hijackings in Cuba and a major crackdown against those considered a threat to the state. Some hijackers were executed and Cuba imprisoned more than 75 political dissidents. HBO shelved plans to air Comandante, a too sympathetic portrayal of Fidel Castro, it said. So Oliver Stone went back to Havana and shot 30 more hours with many more pointed and difficult questions about the crackdown that the Comandante calls a response to U.S.-sponsored terrorism in Cuba. That film is on HBO tonight. It's called Looking for Fidel.
Castro is not a man to sit on his opinion. He's a man to state it. He felt at that time, when the crackdown happened on dissidents and hijackers, that Cuba was seriously in the first stages of war. You have to remember the context of the time. America was just starting its war with Iraq. The Bush doctrine of preemption was prevalent. People are scared of Bush. You have to understand that in Latin America, they're scared of this man. And Castro naturally reacted to a rash of insurrections that occurred.
He thought, he says in the film, this is coming about because of the invasion, that there's some tie between the invasion of Iraq by the Bush administration and all this trouble in Cuba.
Listen, Castro's intelligence is deeper than mine, but let's imagine that America's going to war with Iraq, and then with its left hand, perhaps there's a sideshow in Cuba. This is what Castro was living in. You may call him paranoid, but you remember, even paranoids have their enemies.
In this film, you have this series of interviews that go on with Fidel Castro, in which you are confronting him about his human rights record. That's mostly what you're talking about.
If the amnesty overview of Latin America in 2002, the first mention of Cuba, that, quote, prisoners of conscience were still detained in Argentina, Cuba, and Mexico, as well as Peru.
Okay.
Then they mentioned government political opponents were targeted in countries including...
It's an incredible scene. I hope you see the irony in it, because here I am saying, what are you so against Amnesty International? Why are you against the UN Human Rights Commission? Why do you not submit? And then I bring out a list compiled from 2002 and 2000 of all the abuses in the hemisphere. And Castro, of course, goes, all he wants to know is which ones in Cuba. And he writes them down on a piece of paper and he says, that's not true. And he goes into this heated debate instead of seeing the larger picture, which is that if you look at the entire hemisphere, Cuba as a violator of human rights is probably near the bottom of the list.
How do you feel about Fidel? Because you're very confrontational with him in this film.
Yes, because I'd been criticized for softballing my questions to Castro, and I don't think it was fair. And I went back. It was clear to me that the Americans demanded more of an inquisition approach to Castro, and that's what I took. I was aggressive, but I think I had to be also civil enough to continue the interview. We had 30 hours with him. And Castro was angry with me several times, as you know, as you can see.
He looks angry with
you
sometimes.
Oh, yeah. No. But you know what? I knew him well enough from the first interview that I felt comfortable with his anger. I felt, you know, I always said, I'm not a journalist, I said I'm a movie director who's really working with an actor in a way. I'm bringing out something in this character.
Do you think that Fidel Castro manipulated you?
I tried to be non-judgmental this time. I tried to stick to the scenario, don't get off message. don't be charmed, and so forth. But he is a magnetic man, a charming man. He is very much, as I said in the first time, a movie actor. Did he betray me? I mean, did he manipulate me? That was the word. It's in the eye of the seer. Because, in my opinion, he was speaking to me very truthfully. The way he saw the situation, he even took me to a military trial. You see it on film. It's an amazing moment.
It is an incredible moment.
How many of you have families? Children?
¿Tienes hijos? ¿Cuántos?
Bueno, mi niña tiene tres meses.
My girl is only 3 months old. It's a baby.
3 meses nacida.
It's a 3 month baby.
Y mi esposa no.
Here are eight defendants sitting on a table. There's Castro sitting down at the end, and you're interviewing these guys about how they'd hijack this ferry boat?
Yeah. Well, he wanted me to understand the basis of what's going on with this hijacking stuff, because he said there's been no hijackings for years. He blames the Cuban, what he calls the Cuban mafia of Florida, as having instigated the terror.
You talk to dissidents in Cuba, journalists, intellectuals. Castro says these people are all the creatures of the United States. Do you believe that? Or are there people there who are struggling against
it? It's a very good question. I think it's a key question, and I think that's a legitimate basis for reform in Cuba, that you'd have to allow some outlet for dissent to come out. But he did show me checks, letters, and certain evidences that certain people were definitely being supported or sponsored, whatever you want to call the word, by the United States foundations that had political motives.
I've asked you why you think Fidel Castro participated in this film. Why did you do it? I mean, you're fanatically busy with cutting big films here.
This got out of hand.
What happened?
Oh, it's listen, I told you I've admired Castro. It's a fascinating historical figure. But, financially, time-wise, every which way, it's been a nightmare. I didn't realize it was going to turn into 3 years, which is what it has. But I believe in the right to humanize this guy, to open a dialogue. It'd be great just for the American people to see that the guy is like us. I mean, we can talk. There's a basis for rationalization here, not just name-calling.
Oliver Stone, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
Oliver Stone's film, Looking for Fidel, premieres tonight on HBO. And a note here, at the beginning of our talk, we spoke about another topic deeply important to both of us, the Vietnam War. Oliver Stone and I were both soldiers in combat separately there. The war figures prominently in four of his movies. You can listen to our conversation about Vietnam at the website npr.org. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day.